trailblazers. We'd been on the road for about 5 hours and had gone about 250 miles. Our small wagon pulling a large trailer was not the best way to make good time. I asked if anyone was hungry and got 3 yeses in a hurry, so we stopped at the next rest stop. Darren and Dean had both been napping off and on. They hadn't gotten much sleep the night before. We all got out and stretched. I began unpacking the lunch that Sissy had made for us and getting it set on the table. The guys went to the restroom and walked around stretching their legs. I called, "Let's eat." Dean got out, got back. "Y'all back great." They ran over to the table. "I'm starved to death," Darren said, still stretching. "Me too," Dean echoed. "How do you guys feel about making this trip?" I'd asked them several times before, but not since we set out. "Well, it's too late to turn back now. We'll just have to wait and see what Florida has to offer." And how do you feel, Dean?" "I won't really feel right about till the whole family's back together again," he said. "I know, Dean, I know." My mind returned back to the thoughts of Sunshine. God, how I missed her already. Then I thought of the words that God had spoken to me. "There are some who won't go. Don't force them." That was my only comfort in Sunshine staying there. But nonetheless, she and Rick will only be 7 weeks behind us. And I can stand that. "Mom, Mom, Earth to Mom, come in, Mom," Dean says. "What is it, Dean?" "I just want to know if you're still on the planet." "Oh, yes, son, I was just thinking of Sunshine and Sissy and everyone standing on the road saying goodbye. I hate that, son." "I do too, Mom," Darren said, "but soon Adele will be there." Then he added, "But I'll tell you what, if Sunshine ain't there in 7 weeks, I'm coming back to get her." "She'll be all right, Darren. She'll get her little job. She'll stay with Tinker. And by the time we've got the wedding all arranged, they'll be there." "Okay, Mom, if you say so," he said. Soon we were back on the road. By 11:30, we were at our halfway point on the trip. We spent the night in a motel and another full day of traveling. We arrived at our new home. We just threw our sleeping bags on the floor and slept. I don't think any of us realized we weren't in our own beds. After a few weeks, we were settled in. The boxes were unpacked and everyone was in their own room and feeling somewhat more at home. Although I still felt like this proverbial fish out of water, I wrote several letters home as soon as we got there. One to Sunshine, one to Sissy, and to Tinker, telling them of our trip and how safe we arrived in our new world and how anxious we were to see them. Since we were the trailblazers, I scouted for a house for Sissy and her big family. I found a part-time job in an office doing much the same work Sunshine and I had done together. My boss even agreed that he hire Sunshine as soon as she and Rick got back from their honeymoon. So that, too, was settled. She and I could work together again. I started on her wedding dress at night, after everyone else had gone to sleep. I first made her veil, just as she had ordered, a crown of yellow silk flowers and pearls. It was to be shoulder length in the front and grow longer as it went to the back to the floor and 3 feet longer. So beautiful, I thought. Sunshine's going to look so pretty in it. Then I worked on her gown. With every spare minute, I pinned, I sewed, I measured. The gown was coming along so beautifully. Darren enrolled in his new college, but said he would not go until things were settled. His concern was Sunshine. "I'll go back to school when I feel secure in my mind that she's here and settled in. I'll wait these 5 weeks, but if she isn't here, I'm going back after her. I don't care how far it is, Mom." Seeing how determined he was, I let it go. This was typical behavior for Darren. He had to look out for his little sister. It was time for Sissy and her big family to arrive. That day I was checking out the window, looking for them. I had done all I could to secure a place for them to live, but had come up with nothing. The size of their family made it difficult. Nevertheless, they were on their way. I had prepared a large meal and some makeshift beds for them, since I didn't know which they would want most when they arrived. Only rarely in our life had Sissy and I ever been separated or lived apart. These 2 weeks had been hard on me anyway because of sunshine. So when I heard the collar honk outside, I thought, it's them. I dropped the napkins I was folding and ran outside. I know it's Sissy, and maybe, just maybe, Sunshine has changed her plans and come with them. Sissy and her family had arrived safely, tired but happy. I felt a little disappointed that Sunshine hadn't chosen to surprise me like I thought. Still, it felt good to have so many of us together again. I thank God for bringing them over safely. Sissy and I talked for hours, and for the first time since I came to Florida, I felt somewhat at home. We checked newspapers, consulted real estate agents, and just drove the car around to find them a house. Almost 2 weeks in a house only 6 blocks from us became available. It wouldn't have been the house they chose to stay in forever, but it was nice and it accommodated them, so they all settled in. We praise God for that, and I still wondered constantly why God had sent us all over here. What in the world could be His purpose? What could come out of such a major move for so many? There was still not only Sunshine who had yet to make the move, but then there was Tinker and her 4 children. Tinker wanted so much to come, but she said it wouldn't be possible, at least for another year. There was also Katrina, Sissy's 3rd child. She was the mother of 1. She must have been feeling somewhat abandoned. Then there was Lauren, Sissy's 4th. He had decided to stay in Texas. Why, God, why this move? Why so many lives disrupted? What good could come out of such a drastic uprooting? Over and over, my mind questioned. I was secure that it was God's plan for this move to take place, but I still didn't understand. I was anxiously awaiting what I knew would be our blessed reward for our obedience. I just knew God was going to, in some way, bestow something so wonderful upon the whole family that we couldn't have hoped for it in our wildest dreams. Yes, indeed, we were in for a really supernatural blessing. Now Sissy, with her family all settled in, I began hunting for Sunshine and Rick's dream home. Since I already had quite a network of realtors put together, I simply called each one of them and told him exactly what I was looking for. With Sunshine and Rick's finances, a small, modest Cape Cod style would probably be best for them. Sunshine had been so explicit in her description, there was no doubt in my mind when I found the house I'd recognize it immediately. I knew her taste. I found it just a week before they were due to arrive. It was only 12 blocks from us, a nice walking distance. It was on a cul-de-sac road. It had 2 very large oak trees in the front yard and a couple of palms, sheltering the whole house, and then there was a white picket fence with a lavish growth of honeysuckle twined through it. There were 2 bedrooms. It fit Sunshine's description exactly, I thought as I looked at it. It needs a coat of paint, though. Darren said he, Dean, Sissy's boys, Sonny, Lawrence, Lucas, Lonnie, they'd all buy the materials for the house as a wedding present for Sunshine and Rick and paint it for them. So even that was settled. Thank you, God, I thought. I couldn't believe how smoothly it was all working out.